Finance Ministers in Motion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There's a whole lot of government work going on to get the global economy back on track, not only here in the United States, but all around the world. U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was at a finance minister's gathering near London over the weekend. It was a starter meeting of sorts to the G20 financial summit set for the U.K. next month. While there wasn't much expected, officials did agree to work together on addressing the core problems of the global financial fallout. From London, Christopher Worth explains.
Finance ministers agreed that removing toxic assets from banks' balance sheets is a key priority. Otherwise, fiscal measures to stimulate economies of the world could fall flat. There have been previous attempts to deal with toxic assets, such as the initial plan for the Toxic Asset Relief Program, but they were never implemented. David Buick of BGC Partners says a unified international approach from the G20 is ideal.
I think if it were done on a global basis, I think the effect of being able to net off toxic assets between banks would be very complementary. But I've got a funny feeling it may end up being, we have to do this, but each country has to do it according to what its requirements are.
Those requirements should become more clear this week. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is expected to reveal a more detailed outline of his proposal for using public-private partnerships for dealing with those bad assets. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, here at home, Secretary Geithner and others from the Obama administration are moving forward with plans to clean up the financial system. The goal? To reverse the financial fallout quickly and avert another one from taking place. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The changes would give more power to the Federal Reserve to regulate financial institutions. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Treasury Department wants some kind of oversight of big hedge funds, and the government would monitor bank clearing systems, how money gets funneled from one institution to another. Banks would also have to come up with more cash reserves in good times and bad. Right now, banks don't need as much capital when markets are doing well. Congress would have to okay some of the changes, like whether the government could step in and take over a financial institution that's failing. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Signs point to some gains again today on Wall Street, fueled by financial stocks. The Dow closed Friday at 7223. It was up 9% last week. NASDAQ and S&P shares were up as well. Asian markets closed up today. Japan's Nikkei rose more than 1.5%. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng gained about 3.5%. Markets across Europe are higher across the board, anywhere from 2 to 3%. Well, all over the country, cities and states are short of cash, so some have turned to online auctions to raise money. One such website, govdeals.com, says listings have increased big time over the past few months. Recently, the city of Tampa, Florida, sold a 1978 Piper police plane for $300,000. Montgomery, Alabama, raised $3 million, selling, among other things, 27 confiscated bicycles. And police in Austin, Texas, used the site to raise nearly $400,000, selling confiscated slot machines. And the list goes on.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
There's been a lot of criticism lately about banks taking government help and then spending some of that taxpayer money on stuff some people don't think is necessary. Corporate junkets, motivational sessions, sales meetings. Something our friend Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan has taken notice of.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
All right, Alan, so it's not politically kosher for companies to use bailout money for anything frivolous. We got that part. So what's at the heart of all these complaints?
People are angry, and I can see why people are angry. You know, they're losing their jobs. They're seeing people, including maybe themselves, getting their houses foreclosed on. And you hear a story about, you know, some evil company that has taken government bailout money and is off in some fancy place having a sales meeting, and it makes people angry. And I understand that.
So what does the government then do to stop people from getting angry?
Well, I mean, the long run is you've got to fix the economy, but that's not going to happen, God knows, anytime soon. What would be helpful is if the government actually decided to treat the people in this country like grown-ups instead of like children who need to be indulged and fed something. Now, I know a lot of the people in the executive branch of the government are in fact grown-ups and they know how the world works. But in this environment, I don't think any of them dare, which is their failing, to get up and say, look, we know you find this offensive, but if we're ever going to get our money back and these companies are ever going to function, there are certain things they do. And one of the things they do is have sales meetings.
So how then does this affect the entire economy?
Well, it affects the economy indirectly because if you assume that the companies we're talking about are important, which is why they're getting bailout money, right? And if you get in their way and make them less profitable, you're hurting in the end the chance for these companies to lend more money or to expand or do and to earn enough to pay back the money that they borrowed. And let me hasten to say that I am not some shill for corporate America. I'm the guy who's always finding problems and writing about tax dodges and things like that because that's what I do. But even to me, this turning every private plane trip into some sort of a social act, you don't really accomplish anything except to vent and make people less forthcoming with the government and less inclined to be involved in anything that involves business trusting the government. And that's not a good thing.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
Hey, share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.